guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we saw the grains kind of just trade lightly mixed all day, beans a little bit lower, wheat higher, and corn caught in the middle.
You know, you're right, Randy, and I think you look at the soybean market again, that market coming off the lows into the afternoon, and you know, there's really a lack of any fresh export sale announcements, and I think that added some weakness early, but we continue to monitor the news with the U.S.-China-Chinese trade talks. The Secretary of State, Pompeo, again saying that those talks remain difficult. So that, again, I think limiting the upside as far as soybeans go. Corn slightly higher. You know, winter continues to linger, and, you know, there's talk starting now with a later spring, but we'll see how that plays out as we move forward. And the wheat market, again, lower-priced wheat around the world, but some cold weather forecast for the southern plains may be giving those winter wheat contracts a little pop today in addition to some short covering. And then we also have the USDA report on Friday, so we'll see a little more positioning ahead of that as the week trades on.
It almost seems like this whole market is just really tired of trade news and just there's just a lot of fatigue there.
I think you're exactly right. I think you can hear a lot of different stories, a lot of different tweets, and I think the market just wants some confirmation of things to happen and maybe some grain get on some ships and leave the ports. The talk really doesn't give us much movement anymore. We just want to see some confirmation.
Speaking of that, as far as getting grain moved, starting to hear some secondary freight rates starting to really rise here on the rail.
Yeah, you know, and there's been a little more activity, I think, in the Pacific Northwest, and we've got grain that needs to be moved, it's certainly that time frame too. We're getting a little more movement of that grain, and again, those trade rates are certainly changing.
Yeah, cattle market lightly mixed here again today.
You know, it is. We saw some pressure in that market at the end of last week and a little follow-through to start this week. Seen a light cash trade so far this week, basically steady with last week's trade. Expectations are for that cash market to be firmer, but it's a fairly quiet trade day. Some small losses in the feeder cattle today, and again, the lack of direction from the live cattle, I think, weighing on that market. Lean hogs showing not a bad day. We're actually up with some triple-digit gains in those summer contracts. We've, again, seen more stability in the cash and cutout markets this week, and still hope of more demand from China as we move forward.
Anything else we need to be talking about here?
You know, I think we'll have a cattle on feed report Friday. We'll see some USDA monthly numbers on Friday. And I think as we move into mid-March, we'll certainly start looking more at weather and some future forecasts. And then again, the trade talks with China. There's been talk that the presidents will be meeting this month. And we'll see if they do and if they can accomplish something.
Brian Stroman at Progressive Ag Marketing.